It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and I am honored to introduce to all of you a friend of mine, a friend of everyone who listened to Chicago radio, Rob S., Bobby Skayfish, Daddy-O. How are you, sir?
I'm good. So nice to see you again and to meet Bill, actually, for the first time.
It's very a thrill, cool. Isn't it? It's kind of a thrill.
It's electric, yeah. Yeah.
I've heard your voice a million times. It's so weird to see it coming out of a human being. I know that sounds like a weird thing, but really, Bobby, it's
I'll
so
take
great.
It. Yeah.
Well, XRT listened to you there all the time. Then you came to The Loop, and I was working at The Loop overnights at the time and was honored to meet you. I was very nervous when I met you for the first time. And then on The Drive, why are you not on the radio right now? Why aren't you on satellite?
I don't know.
You are amazing.
Bless you. You know, I appreciate that, but I sunk all my energy into this book shortly after the Drive thing ended.
Yeah.
They canned me in June of last year, and by August I was writing. So that's my focus. Radio's not my focus. The book thing is, I just want as many people as possible to at least hear about it, and that's why I'm here right now.
We have company, 4 decades of rock and roll encounters. I love the pictures of you with various people, some fantastic interviews. Mention some of the who's who that you interviewed.
Yeah.
And the who.
Yeah. You get to watch me age because the pictures are all laid out chronologically, so that's nice.
That hurts a little, doesn't it, when you have it like that?
What the hey.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
But name names. Go through some of it, because it's an extensive list of everybody who's been in music that you've spoken with over 40-plus years.
Okay. Clash, David Bowie.
David Bowie, how was he?
He would be in my top 1%.
Yep.
Very classy. We did a phone interview while I worked at The Loop, and that was great, fantastic. And then I met him for a photo op after a concert. I was with Emily, my wife. He played the Aragon, and afterwards there was a photo opportunity with different radio people. And his talent is he put everyone at ease. Everyone was nervous being around David Bowie, and he made all of us feel like, you know, we're at his house and, gee, do you need a Coke? And, you know, it's like he was super, super sweet. And that's what blew me away. That's what good manners really is, I think, making other people feel comfortable in your presence. And he was that. He didn't pull a Star Trip at all.
That's awesome.
So he was one of the good guys. Give us one or two of the bad guys.
I knew this would come.
Who are they?
And I'm not going to go there.
No.
I'm just not, because what could be a mediocre or a poor situation, that could be half my fault or more.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah. Yeah, and also the situation. I'm almost astonished that musicians of the day of a concert, that their focus should be on, you know, 9 p.m. when they hit the stage, that they have to be trotted out to interviews. And, you know, especially when I was working at XRT, Belmont and Cicero out in the sticks, and someone would have to truck out on bad Saturday traffic to, you know, we were lowly rated, let's say, at the time, to do a little conversation. That's a hard day. So if anyone was not 100% into it, I get that. So I don't really cast stones at someone who was less than fantastic
sure.
in that situation.
To listen to you say that maybe some of it was your fault, I would like to just attribute it to maybe it was a bad day for that particular
yeah,
person.
Exactly.
But I got to commend you on your interview technique. When I was at The Loop working with you, there was a short-lived show called 90s at 9 that came on, and we would focus on 90s music. And I got to do the music news segment, and that involved interviewing some people. And I wasn't really that great at interviewing people because I didn't do it very often.
No one teaches you, really.
You taught me.
Oh.
And I have to tell, and Bill, I've brought Bobby Skayfish's
many
name
times.
Up so many times off the air, and I'm going to do it on the air. You know, the great interviewer has some key questions ready, and you have done your homework, your research, and you're ready to roll. But you put that question out there, and you listen to the responses, because what you can glean from their response is a whole different interview than what you had planned on paper.
I agree with that. And it can happen that the interviewer is, first of all, like maybe a little starstruck or blown away that Joe Blow, the famous rock star, is in the same room with them. And you want to impress them. And you also are so busy thinking up your next zinger of a question that you're not listening to the previous answer. So I feel like I learned by doing that. I wasn't so hot at it when I started out. No one really taught me. So, you know, it just they keep throwing assignments at you and you finally get the hang of it.
Well, you've mastered it and you can read it in this book. We Have Company, Four Decades of Rock and Roll Encounters. More than 80 of the greatest artists in rock and roll history. You are going to be having a book release party. Right now, it's just a pre-order, right? The book isn't physically available just yet?
Yeah. It comes out on September 26th. Right now, you can pre-order it at bobbyscafish.com. So out on the 26th, and you mentioned the book release party. I'm calling it a book release open house. Because I was thinking in terms of sort of like a program to set up, but I just want people to drift by over a four-hour space, September 30th at Tunes. It's in Wrigleyville, corner of Southport and Byron, 5 to 9 p.m. You can come for a little while, buy a book, get it signed, hang out, hear some music, just say hi, clink a few glasses. It's not like you have to be there at the crack of 5 when it begins. If you can come by, great.
And you don't want people to stay the full 4 hours, do you?
Like, I think Tunes would like it.
Yes, yes. Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, a quick break, and then more with Bobby Scafish. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill. It's Wendy. It's Bobby Scafish. Bobby, I got to tell you, first of all, the book is We Have Company, Four Decades of Rock and Roll Encounters. Some of the best interviews with some of the greatest people in the rock and roll business. Congratulations on the book.
Thanks.
Something else I want to congratulate you on, and Rick Kempfer is here. He's from Eckhart Press, which is publishing this book. And Rick, I go back a long time with you in radio as well. There was a system at most of the radio stations. Was WXRT mostly albums, or did you have cartridges there as well?
Mostly albums, converting to mostly CDs, converting to music files, audio vault, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, the loop had walls and walls of, it looked like an 8-track tape, yeah. But there was just one song per cartridge cart. And we would get in there and there'd be a computerized printout of some of the music we had to play and we'd get our music ready. And no one on earth could remember the numbers like you could.
No.
The cart numbers, like I almost want to ask you if you can remember, there was a Bad Company that was around 1309 in the system. 2776 is popping to my mind. Can you remember some of these?
Yeah, I think Refugee by Tom Petty was like 1001.
Yes. It was.
This is super obscure, but yeah, thanks for bringing it up.
We used to have a little contest, you know, like, oh, we would talk about a song and he would go, oh, you mean cart number 1307?
Sure.
It's like, yes, we would.
Yeah. Bobby, I know you've been in this business for 40 plus years, yeah. So I respect your opinion. Can anybody make the argument that there's ever been a band as important as the Beatles?
I'd say no.
It's impossible, right?
Yeah, I think so. Because the period in between, say, Elvis getting drafted and Buddy Holly going into dying, rather, and those fallow years, you know, until the Beatles came out, it was really pretty grim there. It's like teen idols. So the Beatles and then the whole British invasion that came with them, super important, of course.
Yeah. But you'll get from time to time somebody will try to tell you that the Rolling Stones are more important or better, or that the Guess Who is more important or better.
Right.
They'll just pull out a band and go, oh, the Bay City Rollers, that's the band that changed music. But it's the Beatles. I mean, you don't even try.
I would agree with what you said there. Yeah, Bill.
Thank you.
See, I've been in arguments with the Beatles, Rolling Stones, who met more, and then I would be like, yeah, the Rolling Stones had more of a diversified approach, but then you think of just the short time that the Beatles had together, it's pretty phenomenal what they put out in that short time.
Yeah, I mean, the Beatles led the way, I think, for the whole British invasion. You know, the Stones kind of followed in their footsteps. The Beatles kind of blazed the trail in the United States, I think.
Are you happy with the way music has turned out? It's so digital now, and you can download a song in a matter of seconds. Did you ever think we'd see anything like this in your lifetime?
No, I didn't. When you mention digital music, my pet peeve would be that you don't get, except in occasional cases, you don't get the liner notes.
Oh, I love that. The best part of an album.
Yeah, you download the songs nowadays, but I think that has contributed to the decline of music, actually, that when we were younger, we would pour over the album notes. You knew what studio it was recorded in and who played bass and the whole routine. And now you just get songs. And I think there's a lot missing because of that.
We talk to Val Camaletti a lot, Val's Hala.
Oh, yeah.
And she, it's the same thing. It's like every, it was an event to get an album, and, yeah, and you opened it and you looked at the liner notes and everything, yeah, was, it was like a new present you got. And then you put it out on a shelf like a trophy, like you would a book,
yeah,
because it told the story and it meant something to you. I don't think there's that connection with digital music.
Absolutely.
All right, so your love of music goes way back to your early childhood. It was, yeah, fascinating to read that in this book, which is called We Have Company, Four Decades of Rock and Roll Encounters. Music was a big part of your upbringing.
Yeah, I was lucky there. Youngest of five, so all my older brothers and sisters were already into it. My mom was sweet enough to, you know, like, let us play WLS radio back when it was the only game in town, even pre-Beatle era. And then once the Beatles hit, we're seeing all this stuff on Ed Sullivan. So, yeah, I think having four older siblings really put me in the right position there.
What? Didn't your mom take you to a concert?
1966, the old McCormick place that burned down about a year later. It was the Rolling Stones, the McCoys of Hang On Sloopy fame, the Standells of Dirty Water fame, and a band called the Tradewinds at McCormick Place. The tickets were, it was in three price ranges, $450, $550, and $650.
Oh, my God.
Which is like a down payment on the service charge nowadays, you know.
Right.
But,
the convenience,
yeah,
fee.
Yeah, yeah.
They call it a convenience fee.
Yeah, so we went, and that was my first concert. It was super exciting, you know.
How cool is your mom?
Extremely. In heaven now, but
yes,
yeah, extremely cool.
But to take you and all the siblings went?
No, my two sisters and some of their friends.
They were too cool? I'm sorry.
My older brothers, I don't know what, you know, they might have been at that point, working in school, doing God knows what, but it was me and a bunch of girls, and that was fine.
Bobby, in the book, there are, as we mentioned, some of the greats of rock and roll history, but who has eluded you? Who were you not able to interview that you would have just loved to have talked to?
You know, in my opinion, there's a whole parallel universe of artists that I didn't cover. I mean, you could just think about it and make your own list. Brian Wilson, Van Morrison, Joni Mitchell, Randy Newman, just, well, I have two Rolling Stones, so that doesn't count. But you could create your own parallel universe, I think.
Yeah.
And Never Say Never on some of the ones that are still alive. Volume 2 might be coming out.
They want to come over, have some lemonade. We can talk, I guess.
Doors open. All right. Yeah. That seems nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of the doors open, again, the open house is happening Friday, September 30th. Put that down on your calendars now and set a reminder on your iPhone or you're going to forget about it. You want to go meet the legendary rock and roll god, really the quintessential interviewer, Bobby Skafish.
Yeah. And you still sound great. I mean, I know a lot of us as we get older, our voice, you sound like you sounded in your prime forever.
Thank you.
Just,
I appreciate
you're pulling that.
That
off beautifully.
Thanks.
And really, to put personality into a small little break in between music, you've done a great job. Just really proud of you.
Thanks.
So Tunes on Friday, September 30th. I gave the date, but I didn't give the location, so why don't you help me out with
that? I don't have the street address. It is on Southport at Byron. So if I would guess, I'd say 3856 Southport.
I got to check now because if you, it's any indication.
Don't show up at the cleaners next door in case I got that wrong.
Any indication on the cart numbers you remembered for all the songs, I bet you're right.
That should have been the book, Bobby, is you just rattling off cart numbers.
Yeah. Actually, Wendy, one just came to me. 2252 was Synchronicity 2 by the Police. Yeah.
All right. What did you say address wise?
I guessed 3856.
Many miles away.
Is that it?
You are one off.
Okay.
3857 North Southport.
That's right. It's on that side of the street. Okay.
Off by one.
So nice joint.
Cart numbers, yes. Addresses, not as much.
Yeah.
Right? All right. That's all right.
All right. So get the book. It's awesome. It's such a great read. It's really hard to put down.
Thank you.
We Have Company, Four Decades of Rock and Roll Encounters. Bobby Skafish, go to Tunes at 3857 North Southport, Friday, September 30th from 5 to 9. Just a little open house. Come in, go out, stick around, or go to your website.
Yeah, bobbyskafish.com to order the book now. Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate you being here.
God, I appreciate
this
so much.
Steve Bertrand, you're in awe, aren't you?
I'm totally starstruck.
How about this? Daddy-O is here. Thank you so much. Nice to see you, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bobby. A quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has planned on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.